Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anti-communist, pro-American, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, on this fine American redoubt, spring-like, awesome morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. We all know what day it is. It's Trump Tuesday.
Trump Tuesday, that's right. Yes, where he is, he's winning. And of course, they're dogging him as as they try. But
well, he's got, like CNN is saying, he's got political allies that are going to bat for him. I'm so glad to see that. I mean, he is center stage on the whole world right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the people that aren't part of the deep state globalists want him to win. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They support him. They're pro-Trump, go-Trump, you know. We continue to, you know, follow these, you know, sham indictments and the hoax, classified documents, the circus, you know. But, hey, we're with him. We're praying. We're praying for our president.
That's right.
And, you know, he's right. He's right. And... you know, he has the right to take these documents, to declassify them. He did declassify them. And he keeps bringing up, rightfully, the sitting president abused his power as a senator and a vice president and has broken the law six ways from Sunday.
Yep.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has an update on that, you know, and some of the progress and some of the evidence.
That's right.
Involved there. And, you know, Trump keeps pointing back to the real crimes that the Biden crime family is involved in. Well, this is clear. This is obviously very politically motivated.
Yep.
And
they're trying to conquer this nation is what they're doing. They're trying so hard, and they know that he's the real leader, and that's why he's in exile.
Well,
that's,
and he's the biggest threat to their agenda.
Yeah, he's the biggest threat to the entire globalist agenda.
Yeah.
And you know what's super cool? I love his fight. I love his spirit. He does, you know, he could, like we keep saying, he could just be kicking back playing golf in one of his many luxury golf courses. I mean, the guy is loaded. I mean, he's got it made without trying to do any of this.
Yeah, you know? if he just did the one term and said, you know, it's been great, America, you know, carry on. I'm going to go retire. None of these lawsuits would be taking place. They
would not
be concerned about drumming up charges. They're only doing it because he is a massive threat, single biggest threat to their agenda.
Right, and so he just keeps fighting. His spirit is truly American, and truly refuses to lose. I'm so thrilled. A lot of people view that as his arrogant side, that he refuses to lose, and that if anybody opposes him, he shreds him. I say that is the strongest characteristic that we need in a leader right now. I mean,
yes,
the United States is under the biggest attack we have ever seen.
Yeah.
And so we need a fierce leader that doesn't give up. He doesn't give in, and he refuses to lose.
And one who offends the enemy.
That's right. Somebody he's not just an idiot that's, you know, swinging the bat into nothingness. He's effective.
Yeah, we need a pit bull. We need a killer. And it's him. And that's him. He's the only one.
Well, and what's cool is he's got this really great thing that we can share tomorrow because it's a little bit lengthy. It's over 3 minutes. But he's calling it Agenda 47, Shatter the Deep State. That's exactly what we all need to hear. That's exactly what our leader would say. Shatter the deep state.
Yep.
They're going down.
Yep.
You know that he's got a plan. They're gonna get tanked
and destroy the communists.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, he's actually saying that as well. That's exactly the right thing to say.
Yep.
And so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. Everything that he does, even in exile, is outstanding.
Yeah, we don't need a diplomatic, soft-spoken statesman at this point. I don't care how conservative they are.
That's right.
Yeah. So, good deal. Well, since we do have so much to cover, let's get into the scripture today. And, of course, we're honoring Straight Up Humility Month all month.
That's right.
Really great. And so we'll start off with that scripture and then, of course, the word of the day.
Okay, sounds great. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 through 12, that read under the title, David's Song of Thanksgiving. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And that's it. Of course, it goes on for 36 verses, but that whole thing is outstanding. And by the way, that is the first time we see the statement in verse 25 of chapter 16 in David's Song of Thanksgiving, where it says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised," because this is David writing that, and that is also in the Psalms, like it says here in the beginning, that David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph. And so, and you know that you recognize that Asaph is also one of the Psalms writers as well.
Right.
And so I thought that was kind of cool that it points that out.
That's something we've been saying a lot lately this year, is he is great and greatly to be praised.
Yep, that's right.
We see that is a daily, regular household phrase.
That was our defining statement last year.
Yeah.
When everything was as bad as it could get at that time for us, that was something I'll never forget.
Right.
For a solid week, that was pretty much the first thing on my tongue every single morning, all throughout the day.
Yes. through Christmas and New Year's, which we celebrated in, 4 feet of snow and ice
and water and all that other fun stuff, but we refused to complain, and we instead used that phrase right there, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised," taken out of Psalm, I think it was Psalm 151. It was like the last psalm, and that was what we were reading, remember, where we saw that verse. Like right before we went back out to tackle the whole catastrophe, we read that verse, and I went, "That's the one. That's the one that we've got to keep on our
149 or 151 for some reason."
Yeah, whichever one is the last one, and so that's where. But it's also stated here in 1 Chronicles, and so obviously I think in 1 Chronicles before Psalms. So
yeah, I love Chronicles and Kings. Yeah. I love the history of it.
Oh yeah,
and I can just read and reread and reread it. And I have because, first of all, trying to keep all the kings and the kingdoms straight, especially, after the divided kingdom. But
is difficult.
But, it's really interesting to see the patterns of the Israelites, turning against God, God dealing with them, them being repentant, coming back to him showing his mercy.
Right.
And how, what a contrast between the different leaders. Where you'd have a king that would be just awesome, the Lord would just love him. He would do the right thing. He would destroy all of the destructive things that are, leading them toward curses and toward national destruction. He'd make everything right. And then his kid or grandkid would go and just go right back to the pig trough and sink Israel, bring him right back into idol worship and everything that they're not supposed to do.
Right.
And, quite a cycle. I mean, that's a history that you can learn from if you're wise.
Yep, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And as far as the humility verse goes. I think that thanks, being thankful to the Lord and thanksgiving, like in the word of the day today, that's being thankful is the humble version. It's the person with humility that is thankful, because it's the person that has a critical spirit, that has a complaining heart, that's prideful.
Right.
And the pride in being critical of anything is that I'm better than that. I deserve more than that.
Right.
I deserve better. Right. And so anytime you're critical, you're acting out of pride, and it's the exact opposite of thankfulness. And yeah. so and we already know that the Lord really, really had a problem with the complaining of all the Israelites.
That's right.
I mean, he even roasted everybody on the outskirts of the camp when they were at Mount Sinai, because they wouldn't stop complaining.
Right.
And so instead of, you know, that was their own pride. And so he roasted them because
literally.
Literally. He set them, they all set on fire.
Right.
And so, you know, talk about kindling the fire of wrath.
Yeah.
Just be thankless to a God that just saved you from 400 years of slavery and brought you through tons and tons of miracles.
And provided you food and water and protection and miracles and everything else.
Anybody that just gets freed from, well, yesterday was supposedly, you know, to be celebrated about freeing when the Democrats were forced to give up their slaves, thanks to the Republicans. Well, right. And so, you know, just imagine everybody that was freed from being slaves, could you imagine if they turned right around and started complaining to all the Republicans, going, it's not good enough, this isn't good enough, you know?
You mean that's, like they're doing?
Well, exactly. And so it's just, but that was what infuriated the Lord, was
right.
their pride and their thanklessness. And so that's just such a great word of the day. It covers both, you know, the song of thanksgiving. And I especially like the fact that David calls people to sing to him, sing psalms to him. That's just so cool, because in the end, he sings to us before the throne. And, you know, that's kind of staggering.
Right.
You know, every time I think about that, I almost can't handle that.
Right.
You know? So yes, while we have the opportunity, sing songs of psalms and thanksgiving to the Lord.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen to that. All right, so 1 Chronicles
chapter 16, verses 7 through 12.
Okay, good. And that's our straight-up humility month, our daily scripture for straight-up humility month.
That's right.
And now we have the word of the day.
No, that is. That was
all rolled up into one. Oh, nice. We got a little twofer there, two for one.
Well, it's cool when it works out that way.
Yeah. Well, that was good. All right, well, thank you for that. And
praise God.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a
break.
Thank
God.
Yes, he is great and greatly to be praised.
That's for sure.
All right, this segment brought to you by Katie Armor. Come and take it. Serious body armor for serious times. And it's Christian, patriot-owned business. Check him out at katiearmor.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
You know what? You want to know something?
You want to know something?
You want to know something?
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we want to thank you guys, those of you who support us. It's the listeners that really keep us on the air. We are listener supported. And any amount, $5 or $10 or $20 a month, it all adds up and we greatly appreciate it. And of course, we're in great need of it. Costs of everything is going up. We understand that, so we don't want to you to be put in a bind. But hey, if you think we're worth $5 a month or $10 a month, keep us on the air, then we sure appreciate you prayerfully considering that. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and you'll find the different ways that you can support us. All right, Lady Liberty, in the fight for liberty on this fine
Trump Tuesday.
Trump Tuesday.
Missing my cue there.
Yeah, the fight is on for the soul of America.
No kidding.
Do you know the leftists even try to say that?
Oh, yeah.
What do they know about souls?
Nothing. Well, or what they do know, it's going to be short-lived, that's for sure.
Right.
Well, and so we have this clip here that we didn't have time for yesterday from Pence. You just got to listen to this. This is, you know, talk about finding out which Republicans are really on the communist side. You know, this guy's true colors are really showing in this statement here.
Yella.
Yep, that's right. Listen now to what he has to say.
I want to circle back to the first question there, because
sure,
I don't think you directly answered it. So let's presume you're fortunate enough to take oath of office January 2025. You become the next president of the United States. Donald Trump is convicted of what I think you would agree are clearly, to a large degree, political-based charges. He is facing time in prison. Maybe they even put handcuffs on him and walk him into a prison. Would you pardon him from those federal charges?
Well, first off, these are serious charges. And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense. And I would say to each one of you, look, I've been a former governor. I've actually granted pardons to people. And I take the pardon authority very seriously. It's an enormously important power of someone in an executive position. And I just think it's premature to have any conversation about that right now, guys. I really
Why would you? But hold on. Let me just ask you that, because I think as a matter of principle, if you believe, as both Buck and I do, that Donald Trump is being prosecuted to a large extent for political-based reasons, something that has never happened in the 240-plus-year history of the United States, that we are setting an awful precedent here. And I think it's important to look at this even before the case has taken place. You've read the indictment. You know what the allegations are. They are serious.
Right.
But
right.
To me, what is gained by allowing Donald Trump to be put in prison in the event he was convicted is we lose infinitely more by not just taking a principled stand and saying, as a matter of principle, this shouldn't happen. I'm not going to allow it. To me, if you're the executive, you are the ultimate decider. With all due respect, when you aren't telling us what your decision would be, I think you're dodging the question and frankly not stepping up on the front of leadership, which in the past you've been willing to do. So I, to me, not answering is a no.
Well, look, number one, I don't think you know what the president's defense is, do you? I mean, what are the facts? I mean, look, we either believe in our judicial process in this country or we don't. We either stand by the rule of law. We don't. I just what I would tell you is I think as someone who
but
has
what I'm hearing is you're fine with Donald Trump being put in prison, sir, and that to me, well, look, since you were his vice president, feels pretty disrespectful.
Look, I had a standard rule. I don't talk about hypotheticals. Look, we don't know what the president's defense here is. I think he's entitled to make his defense, entitled to have his day in court. And look, let's take it one step at a time. But I would just tell you that
But if you know that these are political charges, and you do, this is not a difficult decision.
Clay,
I think we've gotten
what we're going to get here in terms of an answer to this one.
Oh, please!
What a jelly spine!
You know that. Well, that just shows why the election was stolen. Right there. That shows, like we keep saying, that shows his true colors and where he was at to begin with. No wonder we have a president in exile right now, because this guy is clearly going on record saying, oh, yeah, you guys don't know if he is a criminal or not. Everybody knows he's not a criminal.
That's right.
Everybody knows for a fact he was well within the law to do what he did, whereas Biden, who had no right to take any of those documents when he did, took them.
Yeah, would you pardon President Trump? Well, these are very serious charges. Oh, yeah, like, right, treason?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like, we're supposed to believe that he committed treason?
Yep.
None of this flies. The American people don't accept it. We wholly reject it, and we continue to lift him up in prayer because, you know, these are the type of attacks that, well, even written in, Psalms, all through Psalms. They scheme, they plan to destroy me.
Right.
These people that are, you know, continuously working against me, Lord, step in, protect me.
And Jesus says, you shall know them by their fruit. If, yeah. You know, that is exactly who that man is right there.
Crab apples.
I think maybe worse than that.
Yeah.
And so we also, you know, speaking of prayer, we have been praying diligently for the Lord to not just expose the truth, but to also finish up the justice part of it, where these criminals come to full prosecution and be charged and sentenced, including and starting with the top agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA. And so this is fantastic. Listen here to the rest of the clip from yesterday from the interview with Fox and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Anthony Biggs.
Hold on, Marjorie, if this is all true, why hasn't Joe Biden been impeached?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Maria, that's where I'm at. I think impeachment is fully in order. The American people agree with impeachment. Every single poll I see over half the country believes Joe Biden has committed crimes while he's held office. Impeachment is our tool to fire people that are corrupt, that are criminals, and that are doing things wrong while they hold public office. I'm all for impeachment. I don't know why our conference hasn't moved there yet, because the American people are. And as far as evidence, we have evidence. We have bank records, tons of them, that show the Biden family, Hunter, all kinds of family members, even grandchildren, being paid millions and millions of dollars from all these foreign countries that we know they have no business to prove that they're producing a product or a service to be making all this money. Hunter Biden is a crackhead. His evidence that we have on him showing all of his prostitutes coming from Ukraine, coming from Russia, this shows that this man was only purely profiting by his father's powerful positions. Joe Biden absolutely should be impeached. But I got to tell you, Maria, so should Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is no dummy. He has quite a law career. He comes from a very respected firm, King & Spalding, here in Georgia. This is a man that knows exactly what he's doing, and he's using the power of the FBI director's position to protect and hide the crimes from the American people. These are unclassified forms. Everyone should be outraged. I'm demanding impeachment. I'm with the American people, and it doesn't bother me that the conference is not there yet. I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. And it is, I have to say, it is extremely troubling that this hasn't taken place already.
Right.
Why the Republicans, even with the majority, even with the conservative so-called patriots that we have there, why they are not dogpiling on this.
Well, and the good thing is that the ones that are dogpiling are doing the right thing, and they're holding, they're doing their job. Like J.D. Vance, representative of Ohio, J.D. Vance says that he'll definitely hold up the DOJ nominees indefinitely. And he said, we've got to show Merrick Garland there are consequences to using the Department of Justice in this way. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and Anthony Biggs aren't the only ones. We've got another clip here with several other representatives making the same statement that was recorded by CNN. And they're saying Trump allies in Congress vow to punish the DOJ. Can I just say hooray to that?
Amen to that.
Okay, so listen now to that clip as well.
Well, we should impeach Merrick Garland. He's clearly abusing the power of his position. We ought to impeach Director Wray as well.
FBI, the whole Justice Department needs to be looked at.
Defunding?
It will be.
Defunding the
certain
FBI?
Parts of it.
We're missing the...
So that's very cool that they all agree and they're all on board with it. And so that's an answer to prayers, people. They're going after the Department of Justice, which is the exact right method.
That's right.
And Senator, I'm sorry, that was not Representative. That was Senator J.D. Vance. He has four statements that he made. He said, these political appointments are fundamentally the foot soldiers of Merrick Garland, politicization of the FBI.
Yes.
He says, two, we're going to hold that process up because every single person we give him, it's very clear, even if they're a good person, even if I might vote for them, what they're being used for is to attack Joe Biden's political opponents. We've got to stop it. Number three, he says, we've got to show Merrick Garland there are consequences to using the Department of Justice in this way. And four, I'd like to see Merrick Garland make some substantive commitment to reversing course and stopping the focus on politics instead of law. We'll see what that looks like in practice. But right now, it's a blanket hold until Merrick Garland changes course. And number five, he says, I don't expect Merrick Garland to change course, and I expect this hold to be in place indefinitely. Woohoo!
That's right. That's the way to go.
That's
what needs to be done to this whole regime's, all of the appointees.
That's right.
All right, guys, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute, and you be safe.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.